On the line now, I have Anita McGuell from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
And we're going to talk about a disability benefit, how to apply and disability allowance. Okay.
So, disability allowance is a weekly allowance paid to people with disability, and you can get this payment from the 16 years of age. To qualify for the payment, you must have an injury, disease, or physical or mental disability that has continued or may be expected to continue for at least 1 year. As a result of this disability, be substantially restricted in undertaking work that would otherwise be suitable for a person of your age, experience and qualifications, be aged between 16 and 66, and satisfy a means test and habitual residence condition. So in the means test, they will look at your income. So what they will look at is the cash income that you or your spouse, civil partner or cohabitant may have. They will look at capital, for example, the value of your savings, investments, if you have them. However, the first 50,000 of any capital you have is not taken into account. Also, the maintenance paid to you is looked at. If you are living with your parent, for example, if you are a young adult, your parent's income is not taken into account when you're assessed for disability allowance. You are allowed to work with disability allowance, whether it's self-employment or employment as such, and earn up to €120 per week without your payment being affected. However, if you do start work, you need to notify the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection and provide proof of your earnings. 50% of your earnings between €120 and €350 a week will not be taken into account, and any earnings over €350 are fully assessed in the means test. This payment, the disability allowance, is based on the medical evidence, and you are required to have your own doctor complete a medical report, which is a part of the application form. It is quite detailed, and the doctor will have to fill in the form about saying how the medical condition affects your ability to work and your daily life. For example, they will have to explain how your medical condition affects your mental health, behavior, your balance and coordination, for example, vision, hearing, speech, or your ability to sit, rise, stand or walk, for example. Okay, so it's quite detailed. We also advise clients in cases when they apply for disability allowance to provide as much input and information as they possibly can, because the person who is looking at their claim, they don't know the person who is applying. So they only can see what is actually put in. And when the form is sent off, it's in two ways. One, the social welfare inspector will be looking at the claim and see the means test, and then they make a final decision. But also the medical assessor will look at the report done by the doctor, and as well as the description of the medical condition and how it affects the daily life from the client themselves. So it is important to put as much information as possible. If you are married in a civil partnership or cohabiting and you both qualify for disability allowance, you will each get a weekly personal rate of disability allowance. And if you both qualify, you can both get the maximum rate. Same goes for if your spouse or cohabitant or civil partner qualifies for disability allowance and the other is getting another social welfare payment, you will each get the weekly personal rate of your respective payment. Maximum personal rate currently for this disability allowance is €203 a week. And based on your family circumstances, you could be entitled to an increase for an adult dependent and an increase for a child dependent. You can get the application form from Disability Allowance section or into a serve centre or the social welfare branch office. And if after your application you've been refused, there is a possibility of appealing this decision. Again, as I mentioned, it is means tested and it is based on your medical condition. So these are two things that will be looked at closely in order to make a decision whether you qualify for the payment or not. I would like to know the citizens' information is open for business, although in line with government guidance, our face-to-face services is not open at present. We are continuing to provide a service via phone and email, including the helping with the filling in the forms. Clients still can contact us on 07 61 07 8190. So it's 07 61 07 8190. And lots of information you can find on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there is a contact form you can fill out there if you want someone to contact you. And our website is continually updated. So it is advisable to look in if you have a chance.
Okay, Anita, thank you very much for that. And you'll be back next week. You yourself or Jackie will be back on air next week.
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you, Anita.
Thanks very much, John, for having me.
Thank you.
Okay. As always, if clients have they want more information, they're more than welcome to give us a call.
Yeah.
Okay, and we can go through the steps of application and also advise them what to fill in and how to fill in the application form as it needs to be.
Okay, and that's 07 61 07 8190.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, thank you, Anita.
Thanks very much. Take care of yourself.
You too. Okay, yeah, that was Anita McGill there from Citizens Information, and it's 07 61 07 8190 if you want any more information.